7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful morning. Going to be a little bit on the hot side. So if you're up and about making a cup of coffee, maybe a good idea to drag out the hose, set up a sprinkler to get your vegetable garden or your flower beds watered before the heat does arrive. It's always best to do it early to give it a chance to soak into the ground, and that will really help your garden tremendously. Things are going to grow. The long-range forecast for most of the country is for hot, hazy, humid weather. And this is the type of weather that really makes the vegetable garden and the flower beds take off and grow. So today, if you don't have anything planned, move that sprinkler, soak the gardens, and if you're able to, liquid feed your gardens. Get some rooting and blooming fertilizers, some Miracle-Gro, and get the food on the garden today. And that plant will really, really respond. Things like green peppers or your different colored peppers, they love the heat. And if you can give them a belly full of food today, that will really get them motivated. Plants like onions, garlic, shallots, leeks, all of your onion family, they love the heat. Some fertilizer right now in a liquid form would go a long, long ways. Your green beans, they would love a good feed, and that will help to make those green beans or yellow beans really expand and grow. Cucumbers, oh, they love to be fed, and they love moisture. So if you want cucumbers and you want them to really develop, make sure they get plenty of water, and some liquid food right now would really help them to develop. Warm nights, warm daytime is what your cucumbers really, really love. Squash, the same thing. Now, you have to remember a couple of things. The goal of your vine crops, like cucumbers and squash in particular, those two, their goal is to make seed. And if you can continue to pick the cucumbers and the squash when they're young, the plant will be more productive. Don't let your squash get to be 18 inches long. Pick it when it's small. Under a foot, it's going to have smaller seeds, will be easier for you to digest. They'll taste a lot better. And believe me, it will make a big difference in the quality of your produce. Green beans, pick them before the seed is noticeable on the bean. If you look at your green beans and all you see is a long green bean with big bumps in a row on the bean, you have allowed it to get really large, and the seed inside the bean is maturing, so that when you go to eat it, the green vegetable pod is going to be, kind of fibrous. The green beans are going to be kind of chalky in taste. So pick them small. The flavor will be a lot better. They'll be easier to digest, and you will like them a lot better. And remember, freezing is an option. Green beans, for example, you can pick those beans. They can stay in your refrigerator for a week. So if you can't eat them all today, you'll eat them later on during the week. If they're ready, pick them so that they do not continue to grow, and they will taste an awful lot better for you. But this is the time of the year where things are beginning to mature, and you have to keep picking so they do not become overripe. That way you get to enjoy the flavor a lot better. Now, the same thing in your perennial beds, in your annual beds. When you see that a flower is beginning to go by, remove it from the plant. The goal of the plant is to make seed for the future so that the plant can reproduce itself. So if you can remove the faded bloom, the plant can no longer make seed where that flower was, and it will make new buds to try again to make seed to be able to reproduce itself. So don't be scared. Bring out the pruners. Go through your annual bed. Go through your perennial beds. It's called deadheading. And if you can deadhead your plants, they will continue to bloom and be a lot more productive. So that's your job for today. Pick your vegetables, clean your perennials, your annuals, and get out the liquid food. Get out the Miracle-Gro. Get out the blooming and rooting fertilizer, which is incredible. And if you have plants that are struggling, they're not doing what they should, they're running behind, and a lot of us have that, get some Thrive. Thrive is liquid mycorrhizae. And I'll tell you, if you can put the liquid mycorrhizae, Thrive, on your plants, they will explode. Mycorrhizae is a bacteria that we have in our soils. We don't have a lot of it, but the mycorrhizae will tell that root system to explode. And if you use it once a month, I guarantee you that you will have plants like you have never, ever had. In the fall, you will not be able to pull your tomato plants out of your garden. The root system will be that big. You will have an oversized root, which means your plant is under less stress. If there is less stress, less disease on your plant. If you're putting in some new plants, use the liquid Thrive. It really, really will help your plants to get a quick root system. It will develop it very, very quickly in the ground. The plant will be established. So even within a month from now, you will see a big difference in the wilting of a plant due to heat. Get it caught, less stress on the plant. It will make them hardier when the fall gets here and the winter months, so there's less damage. So concentrate on the root system of your plant. Get some Thrive. Get them established. Prepare them for the winter. It's a long ways off, but it takes time to get the plant ready for the changes of the season. And if you have containers, whiskey barrels, window boxes, planters of all type, when did you feed them last? They probably do for a good feeding. Hanging baskets. They need to be fed on a regular basis. And one other thing, if any of you have fuchsia, a wonderful hanging basket, and there's some upright varieties for places in your garden where you get a little bit of shade. Fuchsia, if you look at it carefully, is a flower that looks like a bell. But on the very top of that flower, there's a little green bump, like a little green berry. When the flower falls, that berry will get bigger and bigger, and eventually will turn kind of a cranberry color. That plant is making seed. So if you have a fuchsia and you see these little cranberry balls on the plant, remove them, because your fuchsia is trying to make seed. If you can prevent this from happening, your fuchsia will bloom more and more. And if it's getting to be long, any hanging basket, if it's getting to be too long, prune it back. Call us, 800-259-9231.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead. The line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly. But one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends today. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. And we want to thank all of our listeners that traveled up into southern Maine yesterday for the garden tour. It was a great success. There were some fantastic gardens. Whoa, there was some beautiful stuff. And I'm glad that you had a wonderful day. The weather cooperated. And we're getting ready and planning for next year also. And next year, my yard will be back on the garden tour. So we're trying to develop some new things to show you. Some ideas to get you motivated. We're going to make it an awful lot of fun. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today? You ready for a little bit of gardening?
You betcha.
Who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we have Pat from New Hampshire with a question about backyard greenhouses.
Terrific. Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. I have a question about backyard greenhouses, you know, just a small one. Number one, do you have one? Number two, do you recommend them? And number three, is there a downside to having them? Do they create disease or whatever?
Well, the first thing that you're going to have to decide is, what are you going to be using it for? Are you just going to be using it for getting a jump on the season, or is it going to be a full-time greenhouse? And if it's just going to be for starting your seedlings a little earlier and growing a few things later into the season, then I would consider a plastic-type greenhouse that will be a lot less expensive. If you want to keep plants in there year-round, I would highly recommend that you buy something that you can attach to the house. The reason is, if it's a freestanding greenhouse and it's January, you're going to have to shovel the snow to get out to it. You know, if you live in a place where there's snow, you're not going to spend as much time in the greenhouse as you would if it was attached. The other thing is, if it's attached to the house it's going to be easier for you to heat during the winter months. If it's a freestanding, it's going to be more costly to heat for you during the winter months. And because it will be freestanding, it will be exposed to the wind. And it will burn more fuel and take more energy, making it a more expensive hobby. But if it's attached to the house, you can use the home heating system to heat the greenhouse. You'll spend a lot more time in it. And I know people that have attached a small greenhouse to the side of their house, and on a nice sunny day in the middle of winter, they will actually have one or two pieces of patio furniture in the greenhouse, sit in it, enjoy the sun, have a cup of coffee, read the morning paper in the, while being surrounded with all of their plants. So try, before you invest, decide what you're going to do. Is it going to be for getting a foothold and a jump on the season and to extend the season in the fall? Maybe grow some tomatoes so that you can have them after the frost. If it's going to be something permanent, if you can either get it real close to the house or even attached, I think you would spend more time and you would enjoy it a lot more. Attached to the house, you could put a little fountain in it with some moving water. A place where in the winter you can get some sun and really enjoy. So think about that very, very carefully before you make any moves. Visit places where they sell greenhouse. Go on the internet and look at different types, different shapes, because you have to consider the most expensive part of a greenhouse, and that is heat during the winter. So the type of covering is very important to cut the cost of the heating system. 800-259-9231.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Alright, I will have them up and ready come to the time.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
What kind of dog do you got, Paul?
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made vape-free e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, Plantskid. Plantskid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. Plantskid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not Plantskid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plantskid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plantskid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at Plantskid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plantskid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We want to say hello to two new members of the Paul Parent Garden Club, WVNJ, 1160 AM in Teaneck, New Jersey, and KQEW, 102.3 FM in Fortisite, Arkansas. Welcome and give us a call. We'll try and help you with your gardening chores. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Michelle from Martha's Vineyard calling with a question about her Andromeda.
Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, I actually have two questions, one about a floral carpet rose, but the main one is the Andromeda's getting what looks like little rust bumps on the leaves, and when you scratch them, they're sort of like scaly.
Mm-hmm. And what was your second question, Michelle, on your rose?
The floral carpet rose is very leggy. It's very prolific and very leggy. Can I cut it back? What can I do with it?
Okay. What you want to do on your rose is when it finishes blooming, then you can cut it back, and that will force it to make some new growth, to become thicker, fuller, and I would be willing to bet that if you can fertilize it on a monthly basis, after you prune it, that rose will bloom again for you. It's a great little rose. It's a ground cover almost type rose, and it will do real, real good for you. But feed it, wait until it finishes blooming before you do cut it back, and then it will rebloom for you. On your Andromeda, what you have is a very common insect for that plant called a lace bug or a laced wing bug. And it will attack Japanese Andromedas. If you have azaleas close by, they will go on the azaleas. Now, what it does, the insect goes underneath the leaf, and it looks like a little bump, and it doesn't chew. It will suck energy out of the plant. And when you look at the leaf looks like it's almost spotted. The dark green will have like little yellow spots on it. And that's from the insect sucking energy out of that foliage. Now, if you don't do something, the leaf will continue to have more yellow. It will be discolored, and the plant doesn't look as good. What I want you to do is to buy a product called Tree and Shrub. And Tree and Shrub is a systemic. You're using, I think, 1 ounce per gallon of water. You mix it in a bucket or a watering can, pour it around the plant, and the root system will absorb it. And once it gets inside the plant, it will stay in the plant active for 1 whole year, preventing future infestations during the year. Now, I would also pour some on the foliage. So if your plant is under 3 feet, use 1 gallon of spray. If it is 3 to 4, 3 to 5 feet tall, then you want to make a couple of gallons and pour it slowly over the foliage to get it wet, and then right around the trunk of the plant. Pour it slowly so it has a chance to soak into the ground. The root system will absorb it, and it will move it from the root all the way up to the top of the plant. And it's a systemic, so the rain will not wash it off, and it will take care of that lace bug. And if any of you listening have Japanese Andromeda, it's a plant, evergreen, oval leaf, produces clusters of bell flowers that are borne on like a tassel. So they're down this little string, 4, 5, 6 bells per string, but a whole bunch of them together. And it blooms in the early spring. It's a great plant. It will tolerate shade, but it does get lace bug. And Tree and Shrub will work wonderful for it. And you can buy that at most garden centers. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we have Jack from Maine with a question about his lawn.
Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Jack.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions. The first one is regarding my lawn. For the first time ever, we're using a local lawn service to do the fertilizing.
Yes.
And they've been very, very good. They seem to be very, very reputable people. I was away last week when they came, and they left a report that there's fungus in the lawn, and it will require a separate application of something, I assume a fungicide, and it's significantly more expensive than the regular applications. Is this normal, or is it? I haven't had a chance to talk with them. I'm going to talk with them before I say yay or nay, but I needed your advice.
Okay. How large is your lawn, Jack?
It is about 7,500 square feet after you subtract the house.
Okay.
Not a big one.
Did they say what kind of fungus you have?
No, the note just said there is a fungus here. I noticed some browning. This is the note. I noticed some browning. You have a fungus that will require a separate application. The cost is X. Period.
Okay. What I would do, Jack, is I would walk your lawn and look for these spots. And if you see the spot, just kneel down at it and look at what the fungus looks like. we've had a lot of rain, and I mean, this whole spring has been kind of crazy, and early summer has been crazy, cooler than normal, wetter than normal, and fungus is very, very active. So I'm not doubting him, but what I want you to do is to look your grass over. If it is in one area, you don't have to treat the whole lawn. What I would do is walk it over, look for signs, dead spots, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches. If there's only a few here and there, then what I would do is rather than go to the expense of treating the whole lawn, I would buy a liquid fungicide with, if you have one of those bottle sprayers, the Ortho bottle sprayer that you attach to your hose, or some of the companies make a liquid fungicide with a built-in applicator that you just screw it on your hose and it mixes all by itself and treat those areas, but, you know, go 3, 4, 5 feet beyond where you have it. That way you target that area, and you don't go to the expense to do the whole lawn. And that would save you an awful lot of money. Now, Bayer has a lawn disease control. Scotts has a lawn disease control. And there's a company called Serenade. And they have a wonderful liquid lawn disease control. Scotts and Bayer have a powdered product that you would put down with your spreader. If you don't have a spreader, then buy the liquid. But I think if they want to do the whole lawn, and it's only a few spots here and there, I would do it myself. And first step is to get a bamboo rake or your plastic rake and rake up those areas to fluff up the grass. Because the fungus, what will happen is the blade of grass will fall like a domino. When it hits a non-infected blade, it will transfer it to that. And you get a series of dominoes falling, making the spots bigger and bigger. Now, the other thing is, if you have an irrigation system in your yard, when you apply it, read the label carefully as far as when you water and when you don't water so that you don't thin out that particular product. And if you do have the fungus in the lawn, you never, ever water the grass at night. First thing in the morning, but never, ever at night. So check it out. Give it a good cleaning. Apply a granular or a powder. But if they want big bucks, do it yourself. You can do it just as good of a job. And a great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Beth from Maine with a question about nine bark.
Beth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for all your advice. I have a question about nine bark with really resistant fungal disease. I have a number of nine barks, but the one closest to the house, I've been spraying fungicide on it, a copper sulfate product. I've pruned it, but it just does not look as good as the other ones. And I know this has been a bad year for moisture, but I'm wondering what I can do to hopefully make it rebound and look a little better.
Are the leaves all white, Beth?
No, well, a few of them are white. A lot of them have fallen off. New growth has come back, and the new growth actually looks pretty good. But I'm just wondering if this is something that's going to happen year after year. All the other nine barks don't look as bad. I'm just kind of wondering what I can do to ensure its long-term health.
Is it the red leaf one or the green leaf?
Sorry, it's the Copertina variety. So it's the kind of a bronze-colored leaf.
Yeah, I know. My son Patrick really loves that plant, and I bought one 3 years ago. I put it in an area in my yard against a fence, and the air did not move in that area, And because the air didn't move, it did develop powdery mildew.
Yep.
And like you, I fought that thing and fought that thing, and it just drove me crazy. But I've seen them growing in people's yards in the open where the
yep.
air moves, and they do very, very well. So what I think you have to do is you have to get on that plant real early, as soon as you begin to get hot, humid, muggy weather, which is July and August. And if June is wet, you've got to keep that fungicide on it. Once the plant matures, gets well established, it's going to be able to resist the fungus problems more than something that's a year or two old. But once the roots get caught, I found they do much, much better. So I would use something like Serenade. I would use a copper fungicide. And maybe something that would help is, if you have two, is to alternate. So use one product this week. Wait a couple of weeks. Use a different product. And sometimes when you alternate back and forth, it will attack the fungus problems much easier. And then fertilize. As you said, if you can feed it to encourage some new growth, the new growth will replace what's been weakened and bring the plant back to life. And when it's hot like this, water, but don't get any moisture on the foliage. Soak the ground, not the plant.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of four pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick, very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract.
Sorry, they
just I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
All right, well,
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs.
I just answered the phone and had
the
person drop on
that, no.
And I watched another light go out, and I was like, if it's important, though, they'll call back.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Here at Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beauty. Great day for the beach. Some early golf. No golf in the afternoon. It's going to be way, way too hot. Great day to work in the garden. And if we can help you with your garden or your lawn, call us right now. We have open lines, 800-259-9231. Now, I've got a few things I want you to be aware of. If any of you have blue hydrangea, now, as long as they are not the new blue hydrangeas are called Endless Summer, and you would know that when you bought it. The old-fashioned one is called Nico Blue. The Endless Summer is only 5 or 6 years old, maybe a little bit older than that. But if you have blue hydrangea, they don't bloom as much as they should, especially if you're north of Boston or north of New York City, and they don't bloom as much as they should, then what you need to do is this. You probably have the old-fashioned Nico, and the Nico only blooms on wood or branches that was made the previous year. The new ones in the summer will bloom on the old wood, but it will bloom on the new growth made during the summer. So, if you have the Nico, and you're getting some branches that are really, really tall, now is the time to cut them back. So if they're 4 feet tall, take a third of that growth off. That will keep your plant under control, and by doing it now, you will not have any problem with winter dieback, and your stems will be a lot better. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Janice from Maine with a question about her asparagus.
Janice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. My asparagus bed is on the edge of my flower garden, but in the spring, the oriental poppies have taken over. So What can I do to get rid of them so the asparagus will be healthy? And my second question is, do you have an opinion on lasagna gardening?
Okay. On your poppies that are coming in, are they very, very heavy?
I would say fairly heavy, yes.
Okay, and are they blooming okay?
Yes.
Okay, and on your asparagus, are they doing very well?
They're kind of sparse. We had only maybe one meal, a second meal, a limited amount, only a little.
Okay, and how old is your asparagus bed?
I think 4 years now.
4 years, okay. By 4 years, you should be getting, it takes 5 asparagus plants per person, 5 or more, depending on how you like it.
Okay.
So you should be getting at least 3 or 4 meals per person, if you do it that way. So if you have a lot of poppies, then at this point, what I would suggest that you do is go out there and start pulling them out and saying to that garden that directly underneath the asparagus belongs to the asparagus. You can't have 2 crops growing in the same area because one is going to win out over the other. And if you have a lot of poppies, they're taking the food needed for the asparagus plant to grow. So I would weed all those poppies out, do it by hand. Even if it takes you 3 or 4 days, go out there for a half an hour. Just sit down there, pull as many as you can. When you get tired, say, I'll do some more tonight, or I'll do some more tomorrow. Don't kill yourself. When you're all done weeding and cleaning, I want you to buy a granular fertilizer, not a liquid, a granular, because your asparagus is in there for the long run. Something like Plant Tone. You can buy chicken manure. Chicken manure for asparagus, whoa, it's like putting magic on it. And if you can put asparagus with food in the spring and again in the late summer with chicken manure, or Plant Tone, and put it on pretty heavy, the rain will wash it in and it will do wonderful. Lasagna gardening is good as long as you follow the recommendations of the program. And it's an intense